From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, Prime Minister Kim Boo-kyun meets with hospital chiefs in the capital region to secure additional beds amid a surge in COVID-19 cases. The Democratic Party defends its presidential candidate's decision to withdraw calls for a fresh round of universal relief payments, while the People Power Party demands an apology for creating confusion. And the KT Wiz defeat the Doosan Bears to win their first Korean Series title. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kolka. Prime Minister Kim Boo-kyun convened an emergency meeting with the heads of 22 general hospitals in the capital region Friday to secure additional beds for critical COVID-19 patients amid a recent spike in cases. With nearly 80% of such beds occupied in the capital area, the government pledged to comprehensively manage all beds in the country without drawing a line between the capital region and outside areas. The government designated two additional hospitals to treat serious cases and two more hospitals specializing in infectious diseases to obtain a total of 250 new beds. The prime minister also pledged state support in medical personnel and equipment. The government plans to resume a special antivirus measures inspection team for 4 weeks starting next week. Health authorities reported more than 3,000 new COVID-19 cases for a third consecutive day amid a continued nationwide spread of the virus. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported Friday that 3,034 new cases were detected throughout Thursday, including 23 from overseas. The daily tally dropped by over 250 from the previous day when it marked a record high of 3,292. But it is 666 more than a week ago. The number of critically ill patients came to 499, down by 7 from a day earlier. The death toll rose to 3,215 with 28 additional deaths. Kindergartens and schools across the nation will return to full-time in-person classes on Monday for the first time in some 2 years. The Education Ministry and Education Offices of the nation's cities and provinces made the announcement on Friday. Currently, full-scale in-person classes are being held in all regions excluding the Seoul metro area. About 97% of schools in Seoul, Gyeonggi Province, and Incheon are expected to resume in-person classes. Exceptions will be made for schools that are overcrowded, which will be allowed flexibility in how they operate classes. The two main political parties locked horns after the ruling Democratic Party presidential candidate backed down from his earlier proposal for the government to offer an additional round of universal COVID-19 relief payouts. DP leader Song Yong-gil on Friday said the retraction was inevitable after a review of the nation's fiscal status. He added that the payouts will have to be reconsidered following the March 9th presidential election. The party chief pledged support for small businesses through regional vouchers and state compensation. The main opposition People Power Party slammed the ruling party for changing its position amid public backlash, urging DP candidate Lee Jae-myung to apologize for exacerbating public confusion. Meanwhile, the rival parties ramped up pressure for corruption investigations into each other's presidential contenders. The DP called for a special parliamentary committee to look into allegations involving PPP candidate Yoon Sung-yeol's wife. The PPP pushed the DP to cooperate in launching a special counsel probe into the Songnam land development scandal, which took place when Lee was mayor. Prosecutors raided the ruling Democratic Party's Policy Research Office as part of an investigation into allegations that officials from the Gender Equality Ministry played a role in drawing up the party's presidential campaign pledges. According to sources in legal circles, the Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office sent investigators Friday morning to obtain relevant documents. Last Friday, the National Election Commission filed complaints against Vice Gender Equality Minister Kim Kyung-sun and an unidentified ministry official with the Supreme Prosecutor's Office for violating the election law. The unnamed official is suspected of requesting ministry departments to prepare a draft of policy pledges upon request from a member of the DP's policy committee. The official allegedly delivered the documents to the committee member. The NEC has accused the vice minister of overseeing tasks in connection to the policy pledges, such as convening a meeting within the ministry. U.S. President Joe Biden said he is considering a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. Biden made the remarks to reporters on Tuesday during a meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House when asked about the possibility of the boycott, saying that it's something we're considering. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also said on Thursday in a press briefing that the consideration is due to concerns about the human rights abuses of the Uyghur ethnic group in Xinjiang. A diplomatic boycott means the U.S. would not send an official government delegation to the Games, but would still allow U.S. athletes to compete. If the U.S. actually decides to boycott, it would likely strike a blow to South Korea's pushes for the declaration of a formal end to the Korean War, as well as its plan to improve ties between the two Koreas and between North Korea and the U.S. through the Olympics. The U.S. State Department said senior diplomats of the United States and Japan reaffirmed the importance of trilateral cooperation with South Korea on Thursday. The department issued the position in a statement after U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman held talks with Japanese Vice Foreign Minister Takeo Mori. The statement comes a day after Mori pulled out of a planned news conference with Sherman and South Korean Vice Foreign Minister Choi Jong-gun over a conflict with Seoul on the Dokdo Islets. Mori and Che were scheduled to appear along with Sherman after their talks on Wednesday in Washington, but only Sherman attended. Che told reporters that the joint news conference did not take place after Japan conveyed its intent to back out due to a visit to the South Korean islets of Dokdo by the head of the Korean National Police Agency. The KT Wiz have defeated the Doosan Bears to win their first Korean Series title. The Wiz beat the Bears 8-4 in Game 4 at Gocheok Sky Dome in Seoul on Thursday in the best-of-seven Korean series of the Korea Baseball Organization. The club, which joined the KBO in 2015, claimed its first-ever championship after just 7 years, crushing the Bears in 4 straight games while also finishing first in the regular season. KT infielder Park Kyung-soo is voted the most valuable player in the Korean series. Despite the loss, the Bears also made history as they became the only team to have reached the finals 7 years in a row. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 23.64 points, or 0.80% on Friday, closing the week at 2,971.02. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 4.9 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,185.3 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.